Hey everyone, welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
So Elsie, you were telling me about an Olympic story yesterday.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I was telling you an old story happened in 1986.
I think it was 1968, actually.
1968, mm-hmm. Mexico Olympics Games. Mm-hmm. Thank you, by the way. Mm-hmm. Two black medal winners stood on the stage with their heads bowed. Mm-hmm. And fist held in the air. Mm-hmm. And Peter Norman, an Australian man who stood up against racism, too.
Now, I'm interested to learn more about Peter Norman, though. Do you know any more about him?
I do, and we are going to share it with our students, too.
Oh, that's great. So, you must mean that day two of our article talks about Peter Norman.
You got it.
Okay, well, why don't we get right to it, then?
Sure thing. Mm-hmm.
Reading.
The Forgotten Story of an Olympic Hero. After the 1968 Games, Smith and Carlos were banned from the Olympics for life. However, the black community welcomed the men home as heroes. Norman's return to his country went much differently. He was hated. For Norman, wearing a human rights badge meant kissing his racing career goodbye. Norman went on to qualify for the Olympics 18 more times. In spite of this, he never ran in the games again. It was Norman's nephew, Matt, who decided to tell his uncle's story. Matt made a film called Salute about Norman's life. When the film was released in Australia in 2008, it broke box office records. The popular film achieved what Matt hoped it would. It honored Norman's achievements and showed his courage. Sadly, Norman died of a heart attack in 2006, before the film was released. The USA Track and Field Association announced the day of Norman's death would be Peter Norman Day. The organization, along with many supporters, believes Norman should be remembered for centuries to come.
So day two of our article begins by saying, after the 1968 Games, Smith and Carlos were banned from the Olympics for life. Now, that's crazy.
Wow, we see the word ban here. Mm-hmm. The verb ban, B-A-N, means to say that something must not be done, seen, or used. Mm-hmm. So the two U.S. athletes were never allowed to run in the Olympics again.
Right. So they were banned from the Olympics for life because they did that on stage.
Ban, B-A-N 就是禁止的意思啦。课文中用到被动态哦 ，were banned.、Mm-hmm. They were banned from the Olympics.、Mm-hmm. 他们终生被禁止参加奥林匹克运动大赛。So be banned from something or doing something,、mm-hmm. 也就是某人呢被禁止做某事的意思啦。
Mm-hmm. It wasn't all bad news for them though.、Mm-hmm. The article says,However, the black community welcomed the men home as heroes. Now, here the word community talks about the other black people that Smith and Carlos were taking a stand for. Mm-hmm. In fact, when Smith and Carlos returned, they were heroes. Now, the vocabulary word hero, spelled H-E-R-O, hero, is a noun.A hero can be anyone that is admired for doing something brave. For example, many people consider soldiers heroes because they protect our countries.
Hero 就是英雄啦，同学们对这个词已经相当熟悉。复数注意哦，字尾要加上 es， 变成 heroes. The two black athletes were considered heroes by the black community. They were they admired them very much because they stood up for their human rights.
Right.
What about Peter Norman?
Well, let's find out what happened when Peter Norman went home. The article says, Norman's return to his country went much differently.
Oh no, that doesn't sound good.
Mm-hmm.
So next, the article states, he was hated.
Yes. Now, it's so hard for me to believe that people hated Peter Norman because he was trying not to hate other people.
Exactly. He fought for human equality, but look what he got in return.
Mm-hmm.
Being hated by others is really awful.
Mm-hmm.
So the next line of the article says, for Norman, wearing a human rights beige meant kissing his race and career goodbye.
Now, kiss something goodbye is today's shortcut for you. So let's check out the video to see what it means.
Shortcut for you.
I have a date tonight.
Really? With who?
This guy I met at the museum. I wrote down his number on this piece of paper. Hey, where's that piece of paper? Oh my god, it's gone!
Well, I guess you can kiss that date goodbye.
What? Don't you get it? I can't kiss him goodbye. I lost his number.
To kiss something goodbye means to accept something as lost or hopeless.
I get it. To kiss something goodbye is 永远失去放弃某事.
That's right. You can kiss your date with that guy goodbye.
God, what can I do?
I don't know. Maybe hang around the museum until he shows up again.
I think I can kiss our friendship goodbye.
So he didn't actually kiss his career goodbye, then.
Right?
Unfortunately, he had to face the fact that his career or his work was over for good. Now that doesn't seem fair. So let's find out what else the article says.
Okay, our article then says, Norman went on to qualify for the Olympics 18 more times.
Now, we see the phrase go on to with a verb here.
Yes.
Now, when you go on to do something, it means you continue on doing something after something else has happened.
Mm-hmm.
For example, after high school, Mary plans to go on to college.
Go on to do something, 在某事结束之后继续进行另一项事物。 跟 go on doing something 是不一样的哦。 Go on doing something 是继续同一件事物。 For example, we should go on learning new things in our lives. 我们在人生中应该要不断地学习新事物。 Go on learning new things. So back to our article, I don't think he could enter the Olympic Games,
no,
right?
No, he wasn't allowed. Even though he qualified
for it,
he couldn't go. Now the article gives us a bit more information. It says, in spite of this, he never ran in the games again. So, even though he qualified for the games,
18 times.
Or he was successful enough to run in the Olympics again, he never made it there. Now that's terrible.
That was really bad. The Olympics refused him no matter how good an athlete he was. Right?
Yes.
And then the next paragraph starts by saying, it was Norman's nephew, Matt, who decided to tell his uncle's story.
Right. So at least someone is. It also continues by saying, Matt made a film called Salute about Norman's life. Now we see the vocabulary word film in this sentence. Now film is spelled F-I-L-M, film, and it's a noun. Film is another word for movie, though movie is more common in the U.S. For example, we could say, for their first date, Tony and Erica watched a film. In America, we would say Tony and Erica watched a movie.
So, British people use film more?
Yes.
Okay, 在英式英文当中呢, 比较倾向用film这个字来代表电影, 那在美式英文当中呢, 我们就用movie来用。 来代替电影这个字啦。 So how did the movie go? Did the movie draw people's attention to Peter Norman?
Well, it tells us a little bit more about that in the article. The article says, When the film was released in Australia in 2008, it broke box office records. Now, we see the word release in this sentence. Release is spelled R-E-L-E-A-S-E, release, and it's a verb. It means to make something available for the public to buy or to see. Another example would be when a musician releases a new song. Mm-hmm. For example, we could say, I can't wait to buy that band's new album. They're releasing it next week.
Release 就是发行的意思啦，它是一个动词。那像是 movies 电影、albums 专辑或是 books 书籍，那它们的发行呢，我们都可以用 release 这个动作来代表。通常呢，都会以被动态出现哦。因此呢，在文章当中啊，我们看到的是 was released。
Mm-hmm.
So after the film was released, it broke box office records， 打破了票房记录。
Mm-hmm. Now box office records keeps track of how many people paid money to go see a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a box office is where you buy your movie ticket. So the records is just keeping information about how many tickets were sold.
Yeah, and that's better. That's much better news, mm-hmm. right? But it's too bad that it was so many years later.
Right, I agree. Next, the article tells us, the popular film achieved what Matt hoped it would.
So his effort was paid off,
mm-hmm.
and people could have a chance to know more about his uncle, Peter Norman.
Right.
So next, the article says, it honored Norman's achievements and showed his courage.
So Matt wanted people to honor his achievements. Now the word honor here is spelled H-O-N-O-R, honor,
mm-hmm.
and it's a verb.Honor means to show that you respect or admire someone to the public. For example, Canada honors its soldiers every year on November 11th.
Honor 在文章当中呢，当的是动词来使用，是向某人致敬的意思。那 honor 当然也可以当作名词，代表的是荣耀、荣誉。同学们记得，字首的 H 是不发音的哦，我们念作 honor, honor.、
Mm-hmm.Right. Now, there's a bit more bad news to talk about, though.
Really?
Yes. Now, the article says, sadly, mm-hmm. Norman died of a heart attack in 2006 before the film was released. Now, we see the phrase die of here. After the phrase die of, you need to explain how a person died.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for Peter Norman, that was a heart attack. That means his heart stopped working.
Yeah, 心脏病发作。Mm-hmm. So it was really sad that Peter Norman couldn't have a chance to watch the movie that is dedicated to himself.
Especially after such a hard life. But others did even more to honor Peter Norman.
Mm-hmm.
The article tells us,The USA Track and Field Association announced the day of Norman's death would be Peter Norman Day. Now, we have our last vocabulary word in that sentence,
mm-hmm.
and that word is announce, spelled A-N-N-O-U-N-C-E, announce. Now, announce is a verb that means to make a statement about something official, usually to the public.For example, we could say, the director will announce which actor will play the role tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. Announce 就是动词宣布的意思。那 announcement,、mm-hmm. 不知道同学有没有听过这个字哦，就在 announce 的字尾加上 M-E-N-T, announcement 是名词广播。
Mm-hmm.
So I think they did it because of the movie, right?
Right, because he was getting more popular.
More attention.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, he also stood up for the U.S. athletes. So the U.S. wanted to make that a special day as
right.
well.
And the last line of today's article says...The organization, along with many supporters, believes Norman should be remembered for centuries to come.
Mm-hmm. Now, we saw the phrase along with here, and that means that there are other people or things that go together with the original subject. For example, we'll have the burgers along with some fries and sodas, please.The original subject, burgers.
Mm-hmm. Along with 是和连同前面的事情一起。So not only the organization, but also many supporters believe that people should remember Peter Norman.
Right. Now, the last phrase we're going to talk about today is to come.
Mm-hmm.
We use this phrase to talk about something that will happen in the future. In this case, we're talking about years.
Centuries, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, we could say, because it's spring, you should prepare for the hot weather to come. Now, this time we're not talking about years. We're talking about probably just a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
This means that the hot weather is going to come in the future,
right?
Like the summer.
Yeah. Something to come means the thing is not here yet,
mm-hmm.
but it will come in the future.
Mm-hmm. Now, thanks for taking the time to tell me about that story, Elsie. I'm really glad I learned about Peter Norman today.
You're welcome. Though, that is all the time we have for today.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to our For You Chat question.
Great.
For You Chat.
So our question today is, who is one brave person you would always remember? Why? Can you think of anyone, Erin?
I can, actually. Now, it's another little bit of a sad story. I had this friend a few years ago, and she got really sick. She had cancer. But she didn't make it. She found out 6 months before she died. But the reason I remember that she's brave is because she always made everyone else feel like there was nothing wrong, even though she was really afraid of what was going to happen.
She was in pain, but she maybe pretended.
Well, she didn't pretend. She tried to make people feel that even though she was sick, she was still happy about her life. And everyone always felt really good around her, even though they knew it was a bad situation.
So she was still satisfied with her life.
Yes.
And did she do anything special?
She did. She spent her last 6 months with all of her good friends and family. And everyone knew that she loved them very much.
I got goosebumps.
That's
such a story.
You know, what about you? Any brave people that you remember?
Like, one person came to my mind was Abraham Lincoln.
Okay. He was a very brave person for what he did
he
when he was the president.
He was the president of the U.S., and he helped black people.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
I think he worked towards ending slavery for black people, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also, Martin Luther King
Jr., another brave person for the civil rights movement.
They actually did the same thing.
Just a few years apart.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, both good answers, I think. But that's all the time we have for our chat question today. So thanks for coming back and listening to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Forgotten Story of an Olympic Hero. After the 1968 Games, Smith and Carlos were banned from the Olympics for life. However, the black community welcomes the men home as heroes. Norman's return to his country went much differently. He was hated. For Norman, wearing a human rights badge meant kissing his racing career goodbye. Norman went on to qualify for the Olympics 18 more times. In spite of this, he never ran in the games again. It was Norman's nephew, Matt, who decided to tell his uncle's story. Matt made a film called Salute about Norman's life. When the film was released in Australia in 2008, it broke box office records. The popular film achieved what Matt hoped it would. It honored Norman's achievements and showed his courage. Sadly, Norman died of a heart attack in 2006, before the film was released. The USA Track and Field Association announced the day of Norman's death would be Peter Norman Day. The organization, along with many supporters, believes Norman should be remembered for centuries to come.
Vocabulary Review. Hero. The firefighter became a hero after he saved many people's lives. Film. That film was so boring. You should let me choose the next movie we see. Release. The band released their new album just in time for Christmas. Honor. I honor my late grandpa's memory by keeping a framed picture of him. Announce. When the teacher announced that the students would have a movie day, they cheered.